are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, yes, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, answering your medical questions, answering any questions you have, whether it be on medical, health, psychology, economy, education, religion, whatever. I mean, even if I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, I'm still going to answer your question. We got a very busy three-hour show today, but in the first hour, I want to talk to you about a Texas jailbreak. Apparently, two prisoners have escaped, one held on a capital murder charge. We will let you know who the authorities are looking for and what to look out for. We also have eating walnuts twice a week could actually cut your diabetes risk by 25%. That's pretty damn cool. The problem is nobody, I don't like walnuts. I think walnuts taste like crap. We're also going to be talking about how fifth graders, 10, 11 years old, had plotted to rape and stab a fellow female classmate. Did I say fifth graders? Fifth graders. Rape and stab a classmate. They plotted. Got caught. And then, if you needed more good news, apparently men are going to become extinct, according to researchers. This is horrifying. How can we have such bad news over and over and over today? Men's sex chromosome, the Y chromosome, they say is doomed, and men may be extinct millions of years from now. Doesn't make any sense to me, because as long as there's women and men making babies, I mean, I think now the rumor out is Lindsay Lohan is pregnant. So if Lindsay Lohan, right, is pregnant, somebody said, I don't understand how she could be pregnant. She pops every other pill. They said on Facebook, why couldn't she take a birth control pill? I don't think men have to worry. But as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Let's just get to some breaking news right now. We have the Texas jailbreak. Two prisoners have escaped. One awaiting trial on a capital murder charge. They have broken out of, I believe, Hopkins County Jail early this morning. Dispatcher Beth Renfro says both apparently fled through a recreation yard, they say, used by female inmates at the jail in Sulphur Springs, about 70 miles northeast of Dallas. The men's striped prison uniforms were found on the ground near the jail, so I guess they're also naked. That, yeah, I'm sure that's a crime. Tucker was being held, let me see, the two inmates, see if they give us the name. I guess one is named Tucker, stop the giggles, Brian Allen Tucker was being held on $1 million bond for the death of Bobby Riley of Mahoney. Riley was strangled in his home with some music instruments and firearms. That's why the only musical instrument I have in my house is a piano. You'd never catch a harp in my house because I have no idea what they would do. And Lord have mercy, no piccolo. So, I mean, we got a piano. It's very hard, I think, to kill somebody with a piano if you can't lift it. Now, the other gentleman, King, was held on evading arrest charge. I guess Tucker is 45 years old, 5'7", 171 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, light mustache and a goatee with a tattoo around his neck like barbed wire. No, he's not single. I don't know if he's single. Come on, ladies, get a clue. Then you have 40-year-old King, who is 5'8", 165 pounds, black hair, hazel eyes, light mustache, and goatee. Are goatees back, or is it just that's all you get in the prison system for a haircut? Does anybody know? I mean, why are all these prisoners having goatees? I mean, I think goatees are kind of sexy. And now, if that's going to be the prison look, we may want to refine the hairstyle, hairdo. Are goatees considered hairdos if it's facial hair? I have facial hair, but it doesn't mean I know what the style is. Jodi Arias. Let's move on quickly to the Jodi Arias trial. Apparently, her defense lawyers are seeking a mistrial. I think juror number 5, who I guess is blonde with red hair in the back, according to CNN, married mid-30s, was speaking to other jurors. Now, I don't know. I thought jurors talk to each other when they're in a room, but I guess you're not allowed to talk about the case outside the jury discussion room. You all may know a little bit more about that. So, defense attorneys, after I don't know how many days and weeks of this trial for Jody Arias, are seeking mistrial. What some experts are saying is most likely the judge is going to call in a whole new jury, and the trial is going to have to start again. I know. I am so sick of seeing that bathroom set up on CNN where they try to recreate over and over and over again the stabbing. One of you asked about the whole vena cava thing they were discussing. The vena cava, all right, so with your, very quickly, let's discuss circulation very quickly, okay? Where your vena cava is what brings blood back to the heart, okay? So you got the heart, it's a pump, okay? Out of the left ventricle, you have your main aorta. So you have the thoracic aorta, and then you got your abdominal aorta. So the aorta comes up, the ascending, and then it descends down, brings blood everywhere. As the blood goes to the parts of the body, throughout the femoral arteries or the brachial arteries or wherever, oxygen gets exchanged, so the nice, rich red blood starts to become less rich and red, a little bit more purplish-bluish because it deoxygenates. Now, that blood, usually it's kind of darker. It's still red. It's just darker red. That blood has to return to the heart, and that returns through the inferior, through the vena cava. It goes back into the right atrium. That blood gets pumped to the lungs through the pulmonary artery. The lungs reoxygenate the blood because you breathe in oxygen. Now, it's nice, rich, red blood. It comes back through the left atrium, the top of the heart, down to the left ventricle, and pumps right back out. Okay? That's circulation 101. So when they say Jody Arias is, boyfriend who she allegedly killed, well, she admits to killing, she stabbed him in the inferior vena cava, they say he was still able to live a little bit after that. It's because it wasn't arterial, it was venous, but it was enough to kill him. Alright guys, let's talk about planes. Your bathroom is gonna get even smaller on a plane now, because planes need to make money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, thank you all for tuning in. Sorry about that. Should have cleared the phlegm on break. My breaks go too quickly. We need to start, you know, the older I get, I think the longer breaks. It takes me longer to go to the bathroom, right, and then get back. So that's something I'll discuss with my boss. I got another birthday coming up. I'm sure they'll let me extend the breaks. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am having a problem with the toilet seat being too low. That's funny. I remember, you know, my grandmother, my grandparents would live with us, different ones, depending on who was dying of what at the time. And I remember we always had to have the high seat on the toilet. And to me, it was kind of uncomfortable because I would have to jump up onto the toilet seat. I would give anything right now for one of those helpful toilet extenders so I could sit on the toilet, because I got to tell you, you know, having to bend your knees to that degree on the you know, there was a fancy restaurant I went into once. I don't go to fancy restaurants much because my husband doesn't take me. But, yeah, I was on a date. No. So we go to this fancy restaurant, and the toilets were really, really low to the ground. Well, my knees were really hurting, and I didn't think I could get back up. Now, it was one of those bathrooms where there was no door. You just walk in, and I could hear the male waiters nearby. And I almost had to yell and ask one of the waiters to come in to help me off the toilet seat because my knees were that bad and I couldn't get up. Instead, I just Facebooked or tweeted it. you guys who follow me on Facebook and Twitter gave me a lot of good coaching, and you got me up. So thank you. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877, am I being too honest? 1-877-DOC-DALI. See, men have it easy. They could stand and pee. But when you got to sit and pee, and if you have to sit for any periods of time and then get up and your knees ache, it's because of the cartilage tears. I tore my cartilage skein and running, and now I'm at the point where if I squat or kneel or bend or sit for any period of time and then I get up, my knees are stiff, I can't get up, and they're weak. I know I need surgery, it's just I don't have time. So my deductible's too high due to Obamacare. So it's hard to get off a toilet seat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio and Premier Radio Networks for broadcasting the show worldwide. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Talk Superstation, all our affiliates. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and follow us on Facebook. You know, on the Dr. Dahlia Show, we give you guys breaking news. Well, we got some more breaking news here. Apparently, this is breaking science news. All right? According to science on NBC News, this is breaking science news. Male bats have been found to perform oral sex on female bats. Okay? Yeah, apparently, I don't know what it's called, male to female, but female to male, I guess, is called fellatio, right? Fellatio. I didn't know what fellatio was. I thought it was a pretty, like, Italian name, like maybe a gelato flavor, fellatio. And I wanted to name one of our cats that, and my husband's like, oh, hell no. I'm like, why? It's Italian, and she looks Italian? No. Okay. Anyway, they say male bats perform oral sex on females, apparently to make the sex last longer. These findings are the first breaking discovery of male-to-female oral sex in bats. Don't they have teeth? Matching prior studies revealing that women, female bats, perform fellatio on male bats. Scientists analyzed a colony of about 420 Indian flying foxes called the Pteropus giganteus. Uh-oh, what's so gigantic about this species? Well, no wonder they could see it without having to look too closely. They were roosting in a single fig tree. Oh, it's the figs. That's why. The figs. In southern India, near the village of Nalachampati. This fruit-eating bat is one of the largest bats in the world, I'll say. Over the course of more than 13 months, they used binoculars and a video camera, and researchers witnessed 57 cases of sex, oral and intercourse, usually in the morning. Okay, don't we have AIDS? Don't we have autism, Alzheimer's? Don't we have enough, diseases that we need to concentrate on and study and research and progress? I don't really care about bat sex. Now, this is what they've concluded. Apart from humans, bats also exhibit oral sex as a courtship behavior. Oh, don't be courting me with that. You know, I like chocolate. If you offer me chocolate, okay, you will probably get a lot farther than this gelato type stuff. All right, that was the deducive statement by Ganapathy Maramuthu, a bat researcher. Initially, males. Oh, can I really talk about this on air? Okay, cut me off if I'm allowed to. This is breaking science news. Initially, males groomed their penises to go erect before approaching females. Okay, guys, you hear that? Even the bats clean themselves up and dress, maybe put some deodorant on. You see, guys, don't take us women for granted. You gotta groom. So male bats, and many of you think bats are probably really, uncouth. Apparently, they groom their penises to go erect before approaching females. When they gently touch females with their wings, females typically moved away and males followed. Wow, so there's a little bit of foreplay. Are you guys taking notes? How come the bats have this down and most men don't? Come on. Are you taking notes? Okay, I don't know about the wing thing. Anyway, so the females would move away. You know, they got to play hard to get. Okay, nobody wants to be called a hoochie mama in this gigantic species. Then the females would stop moving and the males started to blank, the act known, oh, here's the vocabulary word, cunnilingus. Oh, I hate that word. And they said the foreplay helped arouse and cause a KY-like effect. It lasted 50 seconds. Okay? The oral part, 50 seconds. Are you guys taking notes? Because honestly, if the bats have this down right, we humans need to get it right. The males then mounted the females for 10 to 20 seconds, and then they went back to the cunnilingus act for 94 to 188 seconds. Oh my gosh, am I going to vomit? The researchers found that the longer the stints of that before mating, the more copulation was prolonged. They say that helps the mobility of the sperm, and such mobility of sperm increases the chances of conception. The scientists noted that the males might also do that, do the cunning part, because I don't really want to say that word in case there's kids in the car, because it helps clean off the female if there was any competitor sperm. Doing this makes sure that their sperm goes through and does the deed. Wow. You know, I know it's bats, but you gotta admit that's kind of interesting. Okay, now the type of bat species found to perform this type of oral sex were the fruit bats. So if you called a bat a name like fruit, it probably signifies some pretty sexual stamina. Oral sex may occur in other species of fruit bats as well. Well, I can't wait for the story. Wow, please inform us once you get through all your deductions. All right, so is that, are we done with that? That's what bats do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't want to talk about this one story yet because we're going to be coming up on, okay, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about men, the male species, being accused of going extinct. That's some pretty scary stuff. We're also going to be talking about the NRA has come up now with a school shield recommendation. Now, this is interesting, okay? We have been waiting. I have been waiting for somebody to suggest upping security at these schools ever since the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting and the Virginia Tech shooting and any other shooting that's happened at a school or killing. So the NRA has come up with a national, they backed this national school shield program, which gives recommendations to protect schools against violence, including a model program to train and enable school personnel to carry firearms. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you've heard of this plan, what do you guys think of it? Should we have Operation School Shield, or should we have Operation Head Up Our Sigmoid when it comes to school protection? The 225-page report presented on today includes 8 recommendations, most notably a fuller articulation of the NRA's proposal following the Newtown shooting. It outlines a model training program for school resource officers and school personnel, along with proposed changes to various state laws, which would enable designated school personnel to carry firearms after having undergone training. The proposals also have better security plans, greater coordination between schools, state, local governments to fund security programs and develop safety programs. And I haven't read it, but already I'm liking the idea of protecting the school. Operation School Shield. That, to me, it makes a heck of a lot more sense than some of the other recommendations. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you have medical questions. We're going to get to them. But some of you also have comments on Operation School Shield brought up by the NRA. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Matt calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I think that's all hypocrisy. They want to ban. They want to call for ban guns, but yeah, they want to put guns in teachers' hands. You might as well have the TSA in front of the school doing body scanners and pat down kids like they do in the airport, touch them. That's the only way they're going to keep everything safe. I think it's all hypocrisy. I ain't going to send my school knowing that a teacher's going to have a gun. And if they pinpoint each little brat, what's going to stop that teacher from shooting that kid? What makes them different than a mass shooter?
You know, Matt, you have a point. My issue is I have a couple issues on this. Number one is I don't think it's so much the kids in the school starting to shoot. With Adam Lanza, he wasn't even a part of the school. He just comes on campus and starts to shoot. But I'm for there being security. I don't think teachers who get their master's in education need to also now learn how to operate a firearm. I think these should be people who've had years of experience with firearms. And I'm for there being personnel on the school that are security officers or police officers. I don't think training a teacher or a custodian or the cafeteria lady would qualify as good security.
How come at any, there's no shootings at any church schools, there's no shootings at any private schools that all these god dang presidents send their schools to? Because they got armed security, their own private security, and they all go to public schools to try to force every goddamn regulation. And let's just put TSA in the schools, put the body scanners in there, set, give our kids x-rays, cancers, have them be touched like they are already being touched in the airport. Let's just go that way. I mean, we'll just go that way. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Matt. Well, thank you for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What I want to know is how come Israel has this down? How come the schools in Israel have this all covered? How come they have the protection, security, and they have armed guards at school, and they got this covered? But here, we in America, we can't figure it out. I don't get that. Okay, this should be simple. We up armed security. We don't have to start teaching our vice principal. We don't have to start teaching our basketball coach how, you know, we don't need, I mean, if they want to learn, if they want to be concealed carry, but my problem is, why, just get armed security at the schools. I mean, we're spending money on abortions. We're spending money on free birth control. We're spending money on entitlements. Why not on our children? 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David calling from Texas with a medical question. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Not too shabby. What's up?
Well, about 15 years ago, I fell out from the heat and went to the emergency room, and they treated me for heat exhaustion. So they said, that's all it is. You know, take a couple days off and you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed after that I didn't start. I stopped sweating on the left side, and I went to my MD, and she sent me to a neurologist, and he ran a bunch of tests, and I don't sweat on the left side, not on my left armpit, off the side of my face, nothing like that. And I've never met anybody, I've never talked to anybody that had that kind of condition, and I was just wondering, is that really it, or will I ever get over it?
Well, what I want to ask you is, I know the doctor diagnosed you with heat exhaustion, but what were your symptoms when you, quote unquote, fell to the heat? What symptoms were you having?
It was kind of hard to hear, hard to understand people. It sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher talking to me, you know,
wah, wah, wah.
And, dizzy, couldn't hardly stand up, tingly, had a headache after that.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, the fact that you're doing fine and they didn't diagnose you with a stroke, you know, makes the idea that you had a stroke unlikely, but it is something to think about. I mean, if you're not sweating on one side of your body and the whole left side, then what was going on with the right side of your brain when this happened? Now, heat exhaustion can do all that. It can make you dizzy, et cetera, but you shouldn't come out of heat exhaustion with some sort of permanent deficit. Usually with heat exhaustion, heat stroke maybe, but heat exhaustion, you get the dizziness, the headache, the nausea, whatever. We cool you down, we hydrate you, and usually you're fine. You know, we don't really see some long-term sequelae. So my guess, and I love the idea that your doctor sent you to a neurologist. Did they do an MRI?
No. Did the shock test where he tested the reflexes like an electrical charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember it hurt like the dickens, but I never had an MRI.
Okay. So my suggestion would be just to have an MRI to make sure nothing kooky happened to the right side of the brain causing this left-sided lack of sweating. But I'm assuming you could move, feel, touch, do everything else normally, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So it's more to kind of figure out what happened. Was it really heat stroke? Now, if you do have the inability to sweat, you know, and the neurologist did all the testing and he doesn't see what's wrong. I mean, you know, most people would probably say, all right, live with it. My problem with that is, again, I just need to know you didn't have a stroke. Because if, God forbid, you did have a stroke and they're blaming that heat exhaustion, because, you know, rapid cold, rapid heat to your body could still cause that, you could be in line for another one, which is why I would want to figure this out. You not being able to sweat on one side of your body, I don't think is that scary. And I don't think we have to go through too much of a workup. But if that MRI looks normal, then I say we could breathe easily. But I would just suggest have that neurologist get the MRI. Okay?
All right, I'll try.
All right, and keep me posted. Thanks, David, for calling. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, there's a lot of things we're able to blow off in medicine. A lot of things we blow off, and many of us do. We'll have a little bit of a toothache that comes and goes. We'll have a cough that comes and goes. We'll have some weird strobe lights every now and then with our eyes when we rub our eye and it comes and goes. And for the most part, many things are benign, all right? I don't want to investigate every single thing. But when something is weird and it makes you kind of scratch your head or raise an eyebrow, make sure that anything that could be serious related to it is ruled out. Most of the time when I rule out a stroke, I'm pretty much certain they don't have a stroke. But I want to make sure that that is out of the equation and that all I'm dealing with is something that is more benign. Now, somebody could say him not being able to sweat on one side of the body, that's not benign. That is a little kooky. And, you know, because sweating, why do we have sweating? Well, sweating cools down the body. All right. Now, some people could say, well, if he doesn't sweat, he doesn't lose extra fluid. That could probably help him. But still, it's just weird to not be able to sweat on one side of the body. All right. You know, if you didn't have any damage, if you didn't have any burns to the skin and the sweat glands, if you didn't go through laser therapy for hair removal that damaged the sweat glands, it could be something in the nervous system. What the hell is going on the left side of the body? So then you got to look at the right side of the brain. Once you know that the MRI looks good, nothing kooky happened, you could breathe easily. But if the MRI says, yeah, you know, maybe possible, you know, issues of vascular disease, you're like, well, what does that mean? Well, it could mean that he could be having some mini strokes. And what could happen following a mini stroke? A mega stroke, massive stroke. So I'm not saying he's in line for a stroke, but I'm saying I would have suggested that the neurologist do that. Now, I know some of you are screaming at the radio, but Dr. Dalia, Obamacare won't let you order MRIs on everybody. Well, I'm not saying everybody, but if you have something wrong with one full side of your body, you get the MRI. I mean, as long as you don't have any metal in your body. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to talk about our bathroom shrinking and nuts preventing diabetes. Walnuts, people. Come on. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being
prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, man, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Yes, it has been a month of this cold. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't want to just go on more medicine. No, I can fight it. I got my immune system. I've been drinking my orange juice. I've been exercising. I mean, it's been, you know, kind of difficult to eat well with the whole Passover thing. But today is the last day, which means tonight I get to sink my teeth into some bread. I want to get some pizza dough and just stick my teeth into the pizza dough. That's what I want. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, We are on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later today, don't forget to seek out The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm able to give you guys the latest and the greatest of any news that comes out, whether it's health related or not. Always fun to connect with you guys there as well as on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. If you guys could be following Lindsay Lohan and the pregnancy rumors, you guys could be following me and learning something. Now, airplanes. Many of us cannot stand flying and being all, you know, stuck and cramped in our little coach seats, but the bathrooms are even worse. Well, from what we understand, the airline industry are planning on making the plane toilets even smaller because they need to make room for more seats. Because of fuel costs, because of the recession, they want to maximize revenue, so now airlines are looking to shrink the size of their toilets so they could put more seats. Delta Airlines, they say, is one of the first carriers to order new onboard lavatories that will be smaller than the current 3-foot by 3-foot dimension toilets currently widely in use. You can't even turn around in those bathrooms. I mean, they are, I don't know how you get them smaller. The reduced size bathrooms will be fitted to the airline 737-900 aircraft and will allow Delta to fit 4 more seats into the plane's economy class cabin. Aren't they already over? I mean, I don't know. The airline says passengers will not notice the difference as the extra room will be harvested from space behind the sink units, which is currently wasted. The wall of the lavatory will be sculpted to let the seats in front of it recline. Oh, yeah, if you're ever by the bathroom, right, if your seats are right by the bathroom, not only do you have to smell everything and hear the flushes, but you can't recline the seats. All right, I guess that's one way to shut us up. Sculpted. Did you ever see anything on an airplane sculpted? I mean, is it really that artistic? I guess the lesser proportion loos, they call them, will start to appear later this year, but only in the economy compartments. I've only ridden first class once, and first class was really nice. And the only reason why we got first class is my husband and I were on our honeymoon. And so we asked if they would upgrade us because we were on our honeymoon, and they did. That was like, you know, 20 years or 16 years ago when, you know, you could get away with it. Now, you know, everybody claims they get married. How do you prove it? And so now all they'll do is when you're in the economy class, cabin class, they'll make an announcement overhead. But that's about it. Maybe they'll let you sit together. That's about it. And I got to tell you, first class is nice. Not worth spending an extra $1,000 a ticket. But I have to admit, I mean, it was nice. Nowadays, you know, what do they do? You're able to pay more per ticket for extra legroom, for the bulkhead seats. You're able to do that. You know, they did that so you could stop fighting over the bulkhead seats. And, you know, you're able to pay more, like $50 a ticket. Oh, it stinks how they nickel and dime you. I mean, it costs you now you know, I go to New York about 3-4 times a year. And it's at the point where I can't afford to do it. All right, it's easily $400 or $500. Now I notice what happens with like JetBlue. I usually like to take JetBlue. What happens with a lot of airlines is when you buy your ticket, you don't buy a round trip ticket. You could buy each leg. So if one leg is $290 and the other leg is $280, you're spending $570 for that ticket. Now what I do is I try to find the cheap direct flight on one airline, and then I'll take another airline cheap direct, and sometimes I can get it cheaper than the combined. Orbit doesn't seem to give us the cheaper anymore. Do you notice that? It was always about Orbits, and then I think cheap tickets. I don't know if there's a better travel site to get cheaper stuff. Let me know. But I probably haven't ordered off of Orbitz now for a while because I find I could go directly to the airline. You could get a super saver like Southwest or JetBlue, and then I just pick each leg, and that's what I do. One for each leg. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of us want to prevent diabetes, but we don't want to prevent diabetes from stopping our sugary food or our alcohol or our cotton candy or our Coca-Colas. Well, according to this study, they looked at women who ate walnuts 2 to 3 times a week, and they found that they were able to reduce their risk of type 2 diabetes by almost a quarter. They looked at 140,000 U.S. women, and they showed that regular portions, like let's say a 28-gram packet of walnuts, at least twice a week, were close to 25% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who never ate walnuts. Okay, so I would probably be the group that never ate walnuts. I think walnuts are bitter tasting. I think they taste like crap. The only time I like walnuts is when they're caramelized and all sugary. You know, if you go to one of these fancy restaurants and you order a salad, they'll put those sugary walnuts on the salad. You know what I do whenever I have people coming over and I really can't cook and I don't want to cater anything fancy? You know what I do? I buy a whole bunch of the lettuce. You know, you could get the pre-washed lettuce. And then I have that in a big bowl. And then I have all these little side dishes of toppings. And whenever I have people come over, they really dig the whole salad bar thing. So I got some feta cheese or some goat cheese. I got some pieces of pear, some pieces of apple, some egg, some cranberries, and you could buy those sugary caramelized walnuts. Boom, I just made a salad bar. Throw some meat on the grill, right? Maybe get some raspberries or blueberries and some Cool Whip. Throw it on a little piece of shortcake. You got a dessert. You're just able to cater now pretty cheap. But people dig the whole, I love that word. They dig the whole, salad bar thing that you do. Honestly, it's great because, you know, when you have to make a salad, you have to worry, are they going to like the seasoning? Let them make their own gosh darn salad and complain to themselves if they didn't like their salad. Okay, so back to the nuts. Those caramelized, sweet, yummy walnuts, those don't count. It's got to be the disgusting, plain, you know, ucky walnuts. Now, why would that help cut diabetes? Nuts are considered a superfood. Okay, nuts have things in their body that reduces inflammation. We believe nuts can protect against cancer, helps protect arthritis. There was a study out of UCLA that said if men eat walnuts every day, they boost their sperm count. So nuts are a superfood. They fill you up. They're a good source of good fat and less carb. They're great to take when you go camping and hiking. Maybe it protects the pancreas a little bit. Maybe it helps your insulin sensitivity. Remember we talked about diabetes and how diabetes works? Basically, you have insulin, a hormone coming from the pancreas that's supposed to bring sugar from the bloodstream into the cells of the body. And if you don't have enough insulin or your insulin doesn't work, sugar stays in the bloodstream. It could start to hurt your eyesight, cause you to lose weight, be thirsty all the time, signs of diabetes. I'm rushing with that because I know we're at the end of this first hour of the show. But, almonds, cashews, pistachios, you know, studies have found that this helps lower body weight, can lower your body mass index. It's probably because you guys are getting filled up on that as opposed to the, you know, on sale Cadbury chocolate Easter eggs that are on sale now because Easter's over, which I need to, by the way, Don, remind me to go to Target when I'm done with the show because I want to stock up on any of the candy. Problem is they get rid of the candy after it's all over. Now it's been 2 days since Easter, so I probably lost out. All right. So I guess eat your walnuts. All right. Whew, that was a busy show. All right, guys, coming up next, we are going to be talking about the 2 fifth graders that have planned to rape a classmate and stab her. We're talking about 10 and 11-year-olds. What is going on with our youth? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.